It's 7:45. Welcome to the morning program. Emotions, they're what seem to be the driving force behind the 2016 election. Voters feel intensely passionate about their candidates and often align themselves with like minds. What happens, though, when their immediate world feels differently? Their friends, their co-workers, family members. Often there's a powerful divide between the parties, and it sparks anger, fear, hostility, anxiety, not just in the country, but also within family units, within work units, whatever the case may be. Our next guest is going to talk a little bit about that, helping us embrace emotions and express them in a healthy way to bring clarity and solutions to the conversation instead of creating more chaos and hatred. In fact, she's put together a book called Clarity, 10 Proven Strategies to Transform Your Life. She's a motivational speaker, workshop leader. She's helped thousands of people transform from a limiting past to an inspiring future. And she joins us right now once again on the morning program in the Big AM 1380. It's good to welcome back to the program Diane Altomare. And Diane,
good morning, Ted.
It's good to have you back. And this is this has been a contentious issue, not just when it comes to what's going on right now this season. When it comes to politics, it's been that way for a while in the state of Wisconsin, as you may know, because there's been a lot of contention when it comes to politics that really has caused people, especially like in family gatherings or in social situations, just to keep their mouth shut about politics because they don't want to, they really don't want to cause any sort of the emotions that you're talking about when it comes to hatred, when it comes to fear, when it comes to anything like that. So really, this is a topic that's really touchy, isn't it, Diane?
Yeah, it really is. And we have to remember that there are ways that we can have conversations about topics like politics or things that we don't agree on in a way that is healthy.
Why is it so polarizing? Because let's just face it, there, especially these days, you end up having, people with one set of beliefs and people with another set of beliefs. And really, when it comes to having a conversation between the, two people of that are like on different ends of the ideological scale, it can really be confrontational, and at sometimes it can just be scary simply because of the way things are with some people and the way that some people's emotional makeup is. So is it really just purely emotionally based? Because obviously this is a time of year where people end up believing strongly in particular issues, and it when they express it, it can be in a way that can be really challenging for a listener, especially one that doesn't agree with that point.
Yeah, I believe that what's truly driving all of this is fear. Mm-hmm. And it's the fear that our life's going to change in a way that we don't want it to because of who's elected. And people get really heated about that. And they don't realize that what is really driving them is that fear. But what we have to do is we've got to remind ourselves, regardless of whether we're angry, whether we feel fearful, or feel like we don't have control. That's the other thing that's often happening mm-hmm. with why people get so heated, is they don't feel like they have control. But we've got to remind ourselves that berating somebody that doesn't agree with our view is not the solution. There's a more proactive way to deal with what's going on or to communicate what you feel.
I have problems understanding how people, I guess the way I want to describe it is this. Say, for example, it's not politics. It's just a topic in general where we have a disagreement. Say, for example, Diane has something she wants to talk to me about. I don't agree with her point. I sit and listen to your viewpoint on it. I listen to your side of the story. Then, okay, I hear what you say and then express my side of the story. And we go back and forth like that. And really, one of the problems that enters into this discussion and turns it into a heated discussion, you mentioned about fear, but also defensiveness as well can be another factor, can it?
Yes. And often the reason people get defensive is simply because they've been made wrong many times throughout their life and felt shame about it, mm-hmm. felt embarrassed. Maybe they were punished for saying something that a parent didn't agree with, or embarrassed in a social situation. And so there's this belief internally that I can't be wrong, or I'm going to be embarrassed or ostracized. So I've got to prove to you that what I'm saying is right so that I'm okay.
What is one way, you know, because this is something that can benefit us even outside of the political realm.
Yes.
Something we can do when we catch ourselves, because I'll be totally frank, I can be defensive at times as well. And it bothers people when I do get defensive in regards to something that I do, in regards to something that I say. Help me out when it comes to some way of being able to tamper down that defensiveness. And, you know, when I end up catching it, what can I do?
Realize that you can have whatever feeling that you have without having to get the other person to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what the other person believes or doesn't believe. You are entitled to how you feel. And what you want to look at more deeply is why you have to have them agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it just comes down to a great need of validation. Is that it?
Yes, yes. And the best way to honor our relationships is to have a component in our relationship where it's okay to agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That's a healthy part of a relationship.
Yeah. Now, let's get back to politics for a second, because I know that there are situations where you are going to end up getting into discussions with people who may not agree with your points of view when it comes to, you know, when not just candidates, but really a philosophy in general. Is there a time when, you know, when you finally come to a point where you realize, I got to end this relationship because really, I just don't agree with this person, and just being around this person is not pleasant for me. Is it okay to break off a relationship if it is, say, for example, a couple of friends, or for that matter, an acquaintance that you see an awful lot? When it comes to breaking that relationship off, is there a time when it is okay because of politics to do that?
Of course, it's always okay to end a relationship if you feel that it's not good for you. But we want to remember that inherent in most relationships are disagreements. And if this person is important to you, you just want to set some boundaries around political conversations. Like, for example, not having them,
mm-hmm.
if it really gets that intense, or having a boundary set in place where you communicate with each other, okay, I'm going to share my point of view, and would you be willing to just listen to it instead of responding? Because I know you believe something different. And my reason for communicating my view isn't to change your mind or prove something to you. It's just to communicate how I feel.
Now,
and then I'll give you the grace of allowing you to do the same.
Yeah, now, I guess you brought up a very good point, and that is, when it comes to somebody, say, for example, to somebody who comes in and starts spouting off, or if you want to call it spouting off, I guess most people that would disagree with the point would call it spouting off, about something political that you don't agree with, and basically not feeling compelled to respond. And I think that's important, simply because you don't have to, nobody's saying you have to respond to what they're saying. Basically, it's no different than, say, for example, you come in and said, you know, you just declare that you did something, and it's like, it's kind of a situation where I'm sitting there going, okay, that's great, fine. You ended up doing this, okay. That's the kind of attitude you can really take when it comes to these situations. You don't necessarily have to respond. You can listen to what they're saying and say, okay, that's the way you feel? Great. And pretty much leave it at that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to have a response, and it doesn't have to be a debate. When somebody is communicating how they feel about something, they may just want to talk it out loud or listen to how it is that it's coming across. And it's important for people to be able to express themselves and communicate. And when we start to debate each other, in an intense or hostile way, what we're really saying at a deep level is you're wrong. How you feel is wrong. There's something wrong with you and your point of view. And of course, that's going to create more chaos and dissension in our relationships and in our world. And that's really what I'm here to share, is that we can all have a difference of opinion and not project our anger and fear and hatred onto other people that don't agree with what we agree with, and instead use the belief that we have and the energy of whatever emotion we're feeling, maybe that is fear, maybe that is anger, and funnel that into what you believe in. Take what you're good at and go out into the world and do something with it to further your cause instead of taking that out on the person that doesn't agree with you.
So basically what you're saying is we all have a set amount of energy, you know, basically, I guess we, you know, when it comes to energy, you have enough of it and you're using it for a number of different purposes. Use it wisely, use it with discretion, because when it comes to some matters, it just isn't worth the energy to dive into it. You can use that energy for other matters and not have to worry about getting into a confrontational situation that where you really don't need to get into a confrontational situation. You just back off and save yourself energy and save yourself aggravation too, right?
That is exactly it, Ted. We are not going to change somebody's political view by berating them or posting something negative on Facebook. We're simply not going to change their view. So instead of doing that, realize that that is your own fear, anger, or frustration, and funnel that energy, because, like you said, we only have a limited amount of it, and go do something that feels good to you, that furthers what you believe in.
Yeah, and seeing...
That's how you can make a change.
And seeing remarks on social media about stuff like that, getting agitated about that is another great waste of energy, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yep. Yeah. But go ahead. You wanted to finish that.
Yeah, so really what you want to do, if something is coming up on Facebook or Twitter and you feel your blood pressure rising, just pay attention to how you're feeling so that you don't allow your emotions to take over or you don't comment in a way that isn't constructive. And we can do that really by reminding ourselves that there is a reason that your friend, for example, on Facebook feels that her candidate's going to help her achieve what she wants in her life. There's a reason she feels the way she does. And if you can just open up to compassion for why she may feel that way, while at the same time knowing that you don't have to agree, but like we've been talking about, you don't have to comment about it either. You can just let her have her opinion.
There you go. Diane Altemar helping us out when it comes to this political season. And basically keeping sane, keeping calm, and also a situation where just, you know, saving your energy up for more important stuff. And the politics of emotions is what it's all about on the morning program and the Big AM 1380. And Diane, people want to find out more about your work and about the book Clarity too. We do want to mention that 10 proven strategies to transform your life. They can go to your website, right?
Absolutely, DianeAltemar.com.
Okay, that's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Altemar, A-L-T-O-M-A-R-E.com. Go to that and find out more about what Diane does. Diane, it's always good having you with us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure, always.
It's always a good conversation, that's for certain. 7:59 on the Big AM 1380.